it's a kind of bittersweet thing, really, for me. I look back on it, of course, with pride, with, you know, it was a fantastic band. And at its best, it really was unique and innovative. And I'm very proud, especially of the early albums. You know, the Tarkus trilogy, Brain Salad Surgery, Pictures at an Exhibition, the first album. I mean, I think they were very unique and in a way quite brave records. But, you know, later on the band started to, it began to disintegrate, really, into the sum of its parts. It started to splinter off and, it, you know, we all became fractured within that one structure. And it's kind of stressed and strained for a while. We made a couple more albums after. The turning point was Works Volume 1. That was the moment when the band really started to come apart, in a way. Even though that was a good record, I think. It was no longer ELP. It was Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, and Carl Palmer doing their own thing and doing a thing with orchestra. From that moment forward, it was never, we never did really recapture that sense of, I don't know, there was a sort of magic about it where it would just light up a room when we played. There was this unique sound, this energy, this effervescence.
Now, you mentioned the early albums, though. Obviously, the debut album and Tarkus are being remastered and reissued by Sony soon-ish. Have you had much input into that?
No, I haven't. That was done by, his name escapes me, that's terrible, but I know they're good. I know that they've really been done well. I tend not to have a lot to do with reissues. I reached a point where I was sick of having them, you know. Every time we changed record label, they'd issue it all again. And I just got, you know, I didn't feel good, really, about keep putting the records out under different sort of guises.